This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Wednesday, February 25, 2009. Singing Grace. The scripture is Luke 1, verse 47, "My spirit rejoices in God my Savior," and Exodus 15, verse 21, "Sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted." Miriam and Mary. One from the Old Testament, one from the New. One an adult, one an adolescent. What do they have in common? God. The one great miracle-working God. The God of surprises. The God of grace. The God of song. They both wrote songs. The melodies have echoed into silence, but the lyrics remain. After the Red Sea crossing, Miriam joined Moses and others who sang, "Who among the gods is like you, O Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders?" And Mary, whose baby would be the promised Messiah, sang, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name." Grace gives birth to singing. In another Old Testament event, Hannah sang after dedicating her son, Samuel, to the Lord's service. The songs of David, Asaph, and others are preserved in the Psalms. In Revelation 5, verse 13, we find that there is also a song in heaven. "Every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them sing praise and honor and glory to God." Imagine what that singing will be like. Monotones no more. Monotheme forever. One God, one grace, one song. I can hardly wait. Would you pray with me? God of all grace, by your Spirit, tune our hearts to sing your grace today. Inspire us to praise you and honor you in all that we think, say, and do. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.